Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Oviv. The Apterov brings, there's a Rosh HaTevis, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Rosh HaTevis Yibum. Rosh HaTevis Yibum. What's meant, okay? It's Taka, Rosh HaTevis Yibum. What's the Soid, Vayeshev Eshayich to Yibum? What's the Nakuda? The emes is, the Sugya of Yibum is in the Parsha, Yehuda with Tamar. With the whole story, is Be'etzem a Musag of Yibum. Taka, the first place where it's near Maz Yibum in the Torah. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, he brings Perktes that Adam Arishin had six mitzvahs, Noach was Nitztava, a seventh mitzvah of Avram and Achai, Avram was Misakin, Shachris and Mila, Yitzchak, Maisrus and Mincha, Yaakov, Meirv and Giranoshe. And then he says, Amram, Hoysef, Lam mitzvahs. The Medrash that the Rambam is quoting has another line, Yehuda was Mechadish Yibum. The Rambam doesn't bring that. But it's an akud of Yibam. And Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei is Taka Rosh HaTevis Yibam. But maybe there's a little bit more depth what it means that Vayeshev Eshayach to Yibam. The emes is, the Megala Mukas writes, we'll go to one word further. Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Oviv is Rosh HaTevis Yud Beis Mem Aleph is the Arba Golios, Yovon, Bovel, Modai, and Edoim. The letters, the first letter of the words Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Oviv is Yovon, Bavel, Modai, Edoim. A remis for the Arba Golios, that we go down into these Arba Golios, but in the end we have to realize that we're going to come out. And that's the emes what Yibum is about. You think that it's over, the guy's dead, no kids, no hemshich, over, done. There's nothing. No? Hakom Hashem, the Ach, could bring it back. The Chalal, we know in these parshias, the story of Yehuda with Tamaroso, but it's all about Mashiach. It's all about Mashiach. We know the Medrash says, Reuven is Isaac and Sak and Tainus. Yehuda is Isaac, Pesach, and Tainus. Yosef is Isaac, Pesach, and Tainus. Yaakov, the Shvatim are being Isaac in the Mechira. And what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Isaac with? Be Brias, Oiroi Shel Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating Mashiach here. Bechlal, it's Yeduah that Mashiach is hidden. The story of David, Rus, Boyaz, Loit, which is the source for Rus. The story of Yudim and Tamar, all of these Chalakim, it's all in Yonim Nistarim. Because the oir of Mashiach is Gonuz. And I think that's also Yibum. You know, the story of Yehuda and Tamar, and the story of Loit with his daughters, and the story of Ruas and Boyaz, it all looks like Chet. And it's not. It's Mamish Mashiach. Yibum is Eishes Ach, Karis. That's what it looks like. And no, V'nahapichu, the Yibum is not Chet Fakert. Yibum is Gematria Noyach. Noyach is Rosh HaTevis. We're holding in Rosh HaTevis. Is Rosh HaTevis. Ner Chanukah. Chanukah is Lamata me'asorat tefachim, b'tzad smoil, in the dark, outside. It looks like it's all, there's nothing going on. No, faker, from there comes the Irish El Mashiach, all this foreign brink. The Bnei Sassler says he has three Edom for it from Imre Pinchas and from the Rekeach and from the Maral, that they all say that the Oir of the Neiros is the Oir of Mashiach. So all that is Nirmaz in, and it always comes out, Parshas Vayeshev is Taka the time of Chanukah. Now Rashi says, Bikei Shiakov Leishev B'Shalva, Kofatz Olav Rukzei Shal Yosef. Bikei Shiakov Leishev B'Shalva, Kofatz Olav Rukzei Shal Yosef. Like, die! Litzadikim, that they want to have Shalva in Olam Hazeh, also. The Chasam Sofer explains, we know everything in Sefer Bereishis is Maisa of a Simon Labonim. And B'emes, every prat that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov go through is really a process for what's going to be in the years of Golus. Ad Alois HaShachar. Yaakov Avinu was Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva. He wanted now to sit B'Shalva. It should be the Maisa of a Simon Labonim of the Maisa Mashiach. And B'emes, the Sfarim say, the last 17 years, the Toiv Shonim that Yaakov is in Goshen is that Bechinev. Vayichi Yaakov. Then he's already Yaakov Avinu Loimes. Yaakov Avinu was in the Darga of La'achri Maisa Mashiach. So Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva, he wanted that. Okay, in the process of a Maisa of a similar bonim, we're up to that part of the story. Kofatzal of Rukzei Shel Yosef. Like, you know, there's a promo like before the actual show. There's like a 3 minute like quickie, right, that shows you what's happening. Now starts the real show. He thought he's getting up to the idea that now it's going to be the Bikesh B'Shalva of the Asad Lovin. And in the end, no. Now starts the real story. There's another pshat, though, from the Chayzim in Lublin. He says, no, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov has to go down to Golus Mitzrayim. That's part of the story of history of Klal Yisrael here, that it's going to be happening. Yaakov has to go down to the Kor HaBazel Mitzrayim. How is Yaakov, who's sitting in Canaan, going to suddenly get down to Mitzrayim? L'chayr, it would have to be that the Mitzrayim would come, take Shal Shaloi Shal Barzel, tie him up, and bring him to Mitzrayim.
Over Bikash Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, he wanted to go down to Mitzrayim in a Shalva Dika Oifin.
So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Kafat Zalav Rugzeh Shal Yosef. He made the story of Yosef, which Yosef gets sold, and then Yosef is down there, and there's a rough, and then Yaakov Taka goes down to Mitzrayim to go meet him. Fakeret, that it should be B'Shalva, it was Kafat Zalav Rugzeh Shal Yosef. Fakeret, the way of reading the story. Another Nakuda, the Ksav Soifer writes, you know, Bikash Tzadikim to be Yosef B'Shalva, they don't have Olam Hazeh. He says it's very interesting. Yaakov and Esav fight about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Yaakov is given Olam Haba, and the Goyim are given Olam Hazeh. Yet, the Yidden are always, they're really muftach Olam Haba. But the whole time they spend in Olam Hazeh, they're always worried, maybe they're not going to be Zoicha, maybe it's not going to happen. They're always fanervant about it. And the Goyim fakert, Goyim walk around, Vadimian, they think they're getting Olam Haba. Eingeret. He says it's Poshta Zoy. If the Goyim wouldn't be angry at that they have Olam Haba, was for Olam Hazeh haven they? And they're supposed to only have Olam Hazeh. And Fakir, the Yidden, if the Yidden are going to already be the Emes Muftach that they have Olam Haba, so then Ein lecha Olam Hazeh gadol mizeh, that they should only have Olam Haba, that they're going to Olam Hazeh, they have to have the nerve, and that they think they're not going to be getting it. So both Chalakim Ataka, B'diktuk. As mentioned, Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei is Rosh HaTevis Yibum, and we said already that Yibum is when you go down and you think it's all over, and then Dafka from there comes the Yeshua. We said it's Meshach Shaychev also to Chanukah. But it's also Shaychev Takav Emes Yivomis is 122 blat. And if the Eilim remembers, we once said that Zois Chanukah is 122 days from Rosh Hashanah. We spoke that Parshas Vayelech has 30 psukim, that represents the tzaddikim, that from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Rosh Hashanah they clean up shop. Nitzavim has 40 psukim, that's for the Beinonim, that go from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. Hazinu has 52 psukim from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Lashana Rabbah. But then 122 from Rosh Chodesh Elul, 122 days till Chanukah, that's already the Zois Chanukah, that's the last chance when anyone, you know, the Gemara says in Shabbos that even the Ner and the Shemen and the Psila, that's not good for Shabbos, Ner, Shemen, Psila, Rosh HaTevis, Nefesh, even the Ner, Shemen, Psila, that doesn't work for Shabbos, but for Chanukah it's good. It's a machlokes, but there's a man diomer. A filu that for Shabbos not Chanukah, even the Ner, Shemen, Psila, that even Shabbos doesn't uplift him. Aber Chanukah could do it. Chanukah is that pechina of Yivamis. And if you do it, Yivamis is Rosh HaTevis, you bring Mashiach very soon. That Be'ezer Hashem, you heard a different lesson. That we're going to be able to get uplifted. You have the story though of Yosef, it's a whole process. It's interesting, when Yosef is telling the brothers the dreams, but Pashtas, first of all, he's telling them the dreams because he doesn't want to withhold his nevuah. But there's a diknuk nifla, the first dream, the brothers, it says, Vayisnu'u Oisai. They hate him. And Abizai frekta Asaf, so why is he telling them the next dream? But then you notice in the second chaloim, they says, Vayikanu. And he explains, because in the first dream, they thought this is the myoinus of Yosef, this is what he's thinking about at night, during the day, and that's why he's dreaming about it by night. And that's a source for sinna. But by the second chaloyim, when it's even the Shemesh v'Yareich bowing down to Yosef, that you don't think about even in a... He's not thinking about... They understood already that there's a message over here, that this is for real. Now it's already kinna. Now they're taka jealous of him. It's baitzach. He knows up to sugi well that first it was sinna, and then it was kinna. Now, as the story progresses, and this is all a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grand plan, Yaakov tells Yosef, go visit your brothers. Halo yachecha royim b'shchem. The Oiv Yisrael Me'apta says Rosh HaTevis. B'Shechem is Rosh HaTevis, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusai. And you can explain a little bit more in depth. We know there's a stira between Nevuas Yeshaya and Nevuas Yecheskel. In Nevuas Yeshaya, the Malachim have 6 wings. In Nevuas Yecheskel, they only have 4 wings. And the Sfarim explain, the Malachim's wings represent Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusai Lo'ilam Vo'ed. And in the Zman of Mikdosh and in the true Hashras Hashchina in this world, it's Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elohim Vod. But in the times of Golis, the Malachim only have 4 wings because there's 2 wings missing. And it's a machloikis in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Is it missing the letters Kavod Malchus Elohim? The middle wings, there's upper, middle, and lower. Are the middle wings of Kavod Malchus Elohim missing? And others learn, there's a whole Indian in this, it's the Lo'ilam Void, the last, the lower wings. But Akoponim, that's what it says. Haloi Achecha Royim B'Shchem. B'Shchem, Rosh HaTevis, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elohim. This is telling a vek. Yaakov is realizing, Oy Vai Void, there's a broch.
we're going to be up to the level when it's only Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai. But what brings it back? La'olam Void, Lamed Vav. We're continuing the Rosh HaTevis. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai is Bishchem. Lamed Vav, La'olam Void, Lamed Vav Neiris of Chanukah. We know all this what I'm talking about. The Lamed Vav Neiris, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav Neiris connected to Lamed Vav Mesechtes, connected to Lamed Vav Shois of the Ur Hagonos. So that's the La'olam Void. The La'olam Void. La'olam Void, Gematria, Aaron. Yaakov sees that, yeah, the Mechiras Yosef is the start of the process that the Malachim's level is going to be less. It's going to be B'Shem. It's going to just be Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai. But ultimately, the Oyer of Chanukah brings it back, and it's going to be La'olam Void that it's going to be able to bring it back. Now it says that Yosef, Yaakov, Bezunder loves Yosef. Kiven Zakunim Hulay. The Balaturim says Zakunim is Gematria Roz. Gematria Roz. He taught him the secrets of Torah. 207. Gematria Or. But on the other hand, Zakunim is also Rosh HaTevis. Zroyim, Kochim, Noshim, Yeshua Ismoyed. Ganshas. What's noticeably missing? Seder Taharis. Maybe they didn't get up to Seder Taharis. They were up to Egla Rufa. They didn't do the Seder Taharis. But Zroyim, some say no, Zakunim, even though there's no Vav, there's a Nakudis under the Kuf, but it sounds like it's Zakunim with a Vav, Kuf Vav. And Vav is, could be Vodas, the same way the Yud is Yeshua Is, which is Seyed in Ezekiel. We know the Gemara says, V'hoye choysin, emunas itecha choysin, Yeshua is chachma vodas. So maybe the vav of vodas is in Zakunim. But akoponim Zakunim is the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah that Yaakov taught Yosef. And that Zakunim is the oyer. And that's all part of what he taught him. Now, the two main demuyos over here is Yosef and Yehuda. You have Vayered Yosef to Mitzrayim, but from there is going to come the Geula. You have Vayered Yehuda, but from there comes Mashiach. The Yerida is Letzayrach Aliyah. Eventually it becomes an Aliyah. I saw this form say, Bahaloyscha is Gematria Kislev Tevis. Chanuk is in Kislev and in Tevis. Tzazaman, it gets to Bahaloyscha. But we'll start with Yehuda over here. Yehuda, Vayered Yehuda, Yehuda goes down. There's an interesting pshat. There's various Nischois, they say from the Rebbe Rabbunim Mipashischa. Yeah, Yehuda be'etzem has charata. He did a chait. He sold Yehuda. He sold Yosef. He's a chayte, and he's worried about that, and he's farfal and vayered. So one very depressing nusach that he says is, so Yehuda says, I'm a farfal anyways. Let me just go down, marry someone that's not even exactly yeshivish. Yeah, vayered, farfal. Another nusach he says is, yeah, Yehuda says, I'm a farfal, but maybe my kids could be something. Let me at least make kids, maybe. I'm by me it's a river, Rabbi. You can from the Kindlech. But then he said, no, he said, much better. He said, Yehuda's marvish that he did a chait. Person does a chait, what do? You start over. What's the first mitzvah in the Torah? Puru Ravu. Start from scratch. Start from the beginning. You go back to the Aleph. The Aleph is Puru Ravu. The first mitzvah in the Torah is Puru Ravu. We know that the first mitzvah is Puru Ravu. The last mitzvah is Ksiva. According to many a mitzvah is Ksiva Sefer Torah. There's a remez that they say, but the Nochash ready. Who Yeshuf Choroish Vatata Shefenu? Okay, the Yetzer Hara tries to chepe you with Roish, with the first mitzvah, with the Nyanam of Kedusha, through Ravu, that's where he tries to catch you. Vatata Shefenu, okay, you can get him back with, okay, with the last mitzvah of the Torah, Sefer Torah. The only thing that can win over the Yetzer Hara Betzim is the Barossi Yetzer Hara, Barossi Torah Tavlin. But that's a new case. The Yehuda said, okay, I'm going to start again. And there's a Gevald Gevart from the Basayin, it was his yard site last week. The Basayin reads into the Psukim, Amar de Kazach. Vayehi kimishlosh chadoshim, vayugad liyehuda leimor zon satomer kalosecha, vegam hinei horo liznunim, vayomer Yehuda, it's you obviously sorry. So he reads it. Vayehi kimishlosh chadoshim, it's 3 months ever since Rosh Hashanah. The year is champing by. It's already 3 months since the Yomim Leroyim, again, Tulzai Schanaka. It's 3 months. Vayaged liyehuda, Yehuda is betzim, except for the dalav, is the shame Havaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets a message. Zon satomer kalosecha, your klal Yisrael, your kala is zonsa, they're doing things they shouldn't be. They're connecting and creating chait. Vayomer Yehuda, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Aleidik, Hoitzi Ovesi Sarif, let him get burnt. But then, the Sanegar comes and says, Hakerno, Lemi Hachoy Semes Vapsilim Vamata Elo. What's these Pachashemen and the Psilim of Ner Chanukah and the various things? And then Hashem says, Vayomer Vayaker Yehuda, Yehuda HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayaker, Vayomer Tzotka Mimenu. Yeah, they're right. Why? It's really not their fault. Al kainloin esatil esheilo bini. I didn't bring Mashiach. Sheilo gemach Mashiach. I didn't bring Mashiach. There's a dark olus. V'lo Yosef l'data oy. He'd stop shepherding with them. Chanukah is that last light
that keeps us out through the Golos when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that it's too much. No, Dafka, we still can light it up and connect to the Kedusha. At the other end, you have in the Hemshech of the Parsha, you have Yosef with his Nisyonis, the Moir of the Gezach, the Vayimoyin. By the Vayimoyin, it says a Shalsheles. A Shalsheles is a chain, again, a triple chain. Yosef is connecting back to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And a chain is only as strong as the weakest link in it. But Yosef is realizing in the Vayimoyin, he's connecting back to that chain. And the truth is, at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Yosef is Zoicha to see great-grandchildren. He can see. You're Mizgaber in this Nisoyin, and you do Vayimoyin, and you make a Shalsheles. You're Zoicha to a Shalsheles Doiris. A person should always be Mizboinen. Think about the fact that he's going to have children and he's going to have Hemshech Doiris when he is confronted with such a Nisoyin. The Vayimoyin brings you to the Gam B'nei Shaleshim. But the MS is, the Vayimoyin is the same letters as Vayamein. Vayamein, to believe. Because a lot of times a person, Bechedri Chadorim, Behastora, Shebetoicha Astora, he says, there's no one here. Right? Vayar ki ein ish mei anshi habayis babayis. But if it's Vayimoyin, which is really Vayamein, you believe a Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you always. So in the Vayimoyin, that you have Emunah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is there with you, that's how the Shivisi Hashem Lehagdi Summit is the Soid of how you will be Mizgaber. It's interesting, there's a Tosef Shans in Saita, there's a machlokes if Yosef Emes came with a hav minute to chet or not. There's one pshat, it says, Vayovi habay salaseis malachtoi, it means the chet, the ein ish, it was a nes, he became ois, he didn't have a zachros, it was nelam, a nes was matzal him. The Emes says, it's interesting, I saw this farm talk about it, one of this farm is the Shach al HaTorah, it's one of the Talmidei Arizal, the Shach writes, that we know the same way Sarah, it says with Paroi, she didn't go into Paroi herself. She sent in a shade that looked like her. And also the Rasvam, they talk about this by Esther and Achashverus, that she didn't manage to go in. She sent in a shade. One of the pshatim there is that the whole time the shade doesn't talk. But when Esther was told by Mordechai she has to go talk to Achashverus and start telling him things, she says, now, kasher avarti avarti, because now I have to go in myself. The silent mode one doesn't work anymore. So the Shach asks, why didn't Yosef do this same? No, I'm sorry, the Shach writes that Yosef also didn't do it, he sent in a shade. But Me'idrach Yisai, Sor of Yonis and Ibishitz and the Aras Dvash, he asks, why did Yosef have this on the sign? Let him just send in a shade. Why didn't he? I mean, he asked, why didn't he? But it's Kuktois HaMachloikis. He says he didn't want it because B'cholifin it would be a Chilul Hashem. But it's interesting, two different ways of how this works. It's interesting, Maisa.
I'm sorry? No? Me'idrach says that she was a Kishon
Nachashverus. Ah, okay, good. It's a Teretz, another Teretz, yeah. Eishes Patifa would have had. Nachashverus not vice versa. Okay, yeah. There's a story with the Levush. The Levush, one of the Gedolei Achronim from hundreds of years ago, Be'erich in the time of the Ramah. He was a Talmud of the Ramah, actually, from the times of the Shulchan Aruch, from the 1500s. And he wrote many Sfarim called the Levush, the Levushim, Kamakrochim. The story goes with the Levush. His name was Rav Mordechai Yaffe. Mishpachas Yaffin. My Shver and Mishpachas Yaffin from the Vardik, Betzim, it's Yaffe. The Nun was added afterwards, a few days back, for in Russia. Sometimes they need to change the name. But the Emes, the Enetlich from the Levush, from Rav Mordechai Yaffe. Now, the story with Levush goes that one time he had an Asoyan with an Isha that was a Dukasita, a Chosh of a lady that had control, and she was trying to be Machshel in the Chet. And he escaped. The only escape was to go through where the Zevel was, and he had to go through the biyuv, through the sewer system of the building, and he got all his clothes dirty, and he got all farshtunken. And as it was happening to him, he was two things. He was mispalel that because of this mesiris nefesh that he got all of his levushim dirty, he was zeichet to write the levushim. But he also requested that for 10 doiris, all of his yoytzeh halotzim should be ugly. And there's an interesting maisa. Rabbi Avram Yaffin was a 12th generation from the Levush. But there's a story about a yeshiva bacher. This is in Warsaw, about 100 years ago, Berich, a very chashiv bacher. I saw the story brought down. It says the bacher's name. His name was Yitzchak Krakowski. But it says he was a chashiv bacher and a masmid, and everyone wanted to know with him. A real popular guy, and also a very good looking. One time, his father came to visit him to the yeshiva, and it was the father. Mamish didn't look like his father. The guy looked mamish ugly. I mean, not, so they understood. The father was Dor Asiri from the Levush. The Yitzchak was already Dor. The Rachadisrei from the Levush, it was already not that level. Now, a little bit about Hanukkah. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the
they won the war, and there was also the nace of the Neiris. L'shono acheres kavum lahalal l'yomim toivim lahalal vaydo. The next year. Why the next year? So Meridikatayich. The emissaries of Avad, it was a Meridikaneis side in the Tzachan of the Melchama side, the nace of the Neiris. But we know, as it works in Klal Yisrael, in the cycle of the year, it's not a coincidence that Sukkot is in Tishrei, and Nisan is Pesach, and Shavuos, and all the different Chagim, and Purim, everything, all the different Yomim Tovim. There's a Segulas HaZman, and as the year cycle goes through, there's an Inyan why that Chodesh, that Inyan is Shaykh to it. Originally, when the Nes happened, the Avada was a Nes, and it was Meridik, but who says it has to do with Chafei Kislev? Maybe, poof, that's when it happened, but there was a Nes. The next year, they saw the light. I mean, we have to be Zeichon Chanukah to see the light. But the next year they saw the Oirish. They saw the Gevaldika Oir that's gone as on Chanukah. The next year they have, oh, it's Taka that, it's Zman Grama. Then they were Kaveya the Yom Tif. Then they were Kaveya the Yom Tif the next year. We know that the Takana to light, Mahajan Akaponim, is the light, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, which is the Lamed Vav Neiris. It's connected the Oir HaGonas. The first 3 days of the Bria, there was 12 hours of Or, not from the Shemesh. Only on the fourth day was there the Shemesh. So the Or Ruchni that was created originally was for 3 days, and there was 36 hours of this light. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to be Goynes the Or. L'tzadikim l'osid lovoy. And we explained, l'osid lovoy doesn't mean Mashiach comes. It means in the past, by the Shas Bria Sa'olam, Hashem hid it for the tzadikim that are going to come in the future, meaning in the past and in the present. And where did he hide it? From these May Bereshis in the future for us now, in the Lamed Vav Mesechtes and in the Lamed Vav Neris of Chanukah. Alternatively, there's another pshat that the original 36 hours of this light was from Friday morning through Moitzah Shabbos, because in Gan Eden even Friday night was not, it's Kulei Or, and it's 36 hours. And you can't have both pshatim because then it's 72. I mean, Schattenstein actually has 72 krochim, although it's a mistake, there's 73 krochim. The last chelik of Nida is Ayin Beis, but that's because Saita broken up is Lamed Gimel 1 and Lamed Gimel 2. So, but the reason they did that is because, well, they did, they really, because they when they didn't print Saita, they didn't want it to be to krochim. But the emissaries, they wanted it to end Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis is the 36 hours on both ends. Now, the Torah says Oyer five times in the beginning of the first day of the Bria. This Ruchni is the Ka'ar. It says, Vayihi Or. Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or, Vayihi Or. Yehi is 25. Yehi is gematria 25. And also the word Or, Yehi is the 24th word in the Torah. Or, the first time it says it is not the first time, but when it says Or, it's the 25th word of the Torah is Or, and it's a remez for Chanukah. And the Or is the five, Chamishim Chumash Torah is the five times that it says Or. The B'nai Soscha writes that Or is gematria 207, same as Roz and Zkunim, but Or times 5 is 1,035. And in Lashon Kodesh, you say that Elef Shloshim V'Chamesh. Because everyone talks about the 36 Neiris, but there's the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef. You don't need Chanukah for 8 days. The first day you don't need. The first day wasn't an ace. So there's really only 35 Neiris. We should start from day 2 going on. But the first day is not an ace. So he says, yeah, but the first day is a Spitznase. It's not 1 and 35. It's Elef. Aleph is 1, but then there's much more than that. There's Elef. Elef Shloshim V'Chamesh. You know, this forum talk about the fact that Dafka and Ner Chanukah goes out and into Esav's month. It lights up the whole Chodesh Tevis, which is Esav's Chodesh. So someone told me that Esav is Rosh Tevis, Elef Shloshim Chamesh, but he's wrong. It's Esav, whatever, okay. Akoponim, that's what the Aragon is supposed to do. Now, there's a fascinating deal. The Gemara says, L'shono acheres kovim liyomim toivim lahalel v'hoido. Rashi Bavaran's yomim toivim, there's not an Isser of Malacha, but they kvevei that it's called the Yom Tif. Halel, of course, means we say Halel. And Hoido means Al Hanisim. No mention of the Neiros. Fascinating. It doesn't say there about the Neiros. The Takana the next year was to say Halel, to say Al Hanisim, and it should be a Yom Tif. If you look at the Rambam, Paragimel, Hilchas Megillah V'Chanukah, does Megillah first. The first two Prakamar about Megillah, then the third and fourth Parak is about Chanukah. And Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam writes that they made it, you may Simcha V'Halel U'Madlikin B'Masaneris. First of all, it doesn't say in the Gemara Yimei Simcha. So that, of course, the Rambam Yomim Toivim means Simcha, not Yisra Malacha, but it's a Yomim of Simcha. And yeah, because when you let the Pnimius of the Eiris go into you, you become a Simcha. Yeah, Emes Richtig, Pnimius Tik a Simcha. But the Makar of the Rambam of Simcha is Yomim Toivim. Then he says, Halal, Halal is Halal. Alanisim the Rambam doesn't mention. Alanisim the Rambam doesn't mention in Hilchas Chanukah. He mentions it in Hilchas Birchas Hamazon and Hilchas Tefillah. He doesn't learn how this means Alanisim. The Rambam, Mamari the Gepshat, Yimei Simcha, the Halal,
Umadlikin Bohemis and Eros. The Rambam learns that the Hadlokas Neiros is the Lahoidos. The Maisa Hadlok is an expressionism of Haidah. Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns Yamim Toivim is Yamtiv. Halal is Halal. Haidah is Alanisim. Where's the Neiros? There is a theory, and I've seen Makairis to this. It's a fascinating Chiddush. That there are many Makairis that the Neiros of Chanukah is really Zechel HaMikdash. The Neiros of Chanukah happened, there was still come out 200 more years of Beis HaMikdash. Get ready for a big Chiddush. There was no Takonas Hadlaka Bisman HaMikdash. The Takonas Hadlaka happened after the Chorban 200 years later. Someone asked me, we make three brachas by the Neiros. Bahadlik, Asanisim, and Shechianu. They didn't have the brachas then, so Shechianu could be they did, the first day of Chanukah, before Halal, they would say Shechianu. Alanisim, you do what the Meiri brings, that even if you don't have Neiros, you say Alanisim every day. But there was no brach of Lahadlik. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Bezunda Lahadlik Neshel Chanukah during But like this theory, the Hadlokas Neiros for 200 years didn't start. That originally was Kavim Lahalel Ulahoidos. Only later came the other part of it. Now there's a Pizmoin that someone asked me why we say on Chanukah. The Pizmoin is not mostly about Chanukah. The Pizmoin is Rosh HaTevis Mordechai Chazak. It starts with Mo'is Tzur. There are various different Nagunim for it. And yes, the Yud of Mordechai is about Yevonim. Every other letter about it is about Purim and Pesach and the Geula HaAsidah. Mordechai Chazak. But in the beginning of this Pizmoin, it's Vishom Toida Nizabeach. What does it mean, Toida Nizabeach? Why do you have to bring a Korban Toida? So one shot is you bring a Korban Toida when you Marchiv the Irva Azorais, it was this, today's daf, when you need a Bezin and you also need to bring a Korban Toida. But could be also a Toida. Vishom Toidin is a Beach. The Gemara brings that when a person is a Veach is Yitzra, he brings a Korban Toida. So a Veach is Yitzra is when a person is realizing the Behirus with clarity that the Ra is Ra and the Toiv is Toiv and the two don't mix. It's not connected one to the other. I think we spoke last week, but we'll say over again the Nakuda. Yaakov Avinu says, Vayihili Shor V'chamor. He also had Gomel. Says the Meshech Chachmi, Shor is totally kosher, two kosher simonim. Chamor, totally treif, totally no kosher simonim. Gomel is this in between. That's the Esav. Abisal Azeh, Abisal Azoy. We don't have it in Chanukah. We totally split and the Ra and the Toiv. Now just the Gevaldik and the Kuda, the difference between Gevald and Gevaldig is Yud Gimel. The Yud Gimel Midois, Yud Gimel Midois Shalachim, and Yud Gimel Midois Shatoyer Nedreshes Ben. That turns Gevald, if you know Yiddish, Gevald is not a Gevaldig Azach. But Gevaldig is Gevaldig. The difference between Gevald and Gevaldik is the Yud Gimel. Everything about Chanukah is Yud Gimel. They wanted to fight the Yevonim against the Chadoshim. When there's an Ibriyar, there are 13 Chadoshim. Against Bris Mila, which is Yud Gimel Brisois. And against the Lamates Malachas, which is broken into series of 13, 13, 13. And they wanted to go against the Yud Gimel Ikri Amunah. This farm bring down that by the Neiros, each night you have in mind connected one of the Yud Gimel Midas, except for Zois. Zois Chanukah already is Mashlam all of them, from 8 all the way to 13. You go all the way till Venake Yenake. So Zois Chanukah is a lot of midos. And you get all the way till Venake Yenake, which is the last Mida. And it's fascinating because if you look at the words Venake Yenake, take out the Kankan, Venake Yenake, there's Kankan in there. But Minoisar Kankanim, if you take out the Kankan, you're left with Yudke Vovke. Venake Yenake, the last Mida on Zois Chanukah. You take out the Kankan, Altastakel the Kankan, take out the Kankan, you're left with Shem Havai, you're left with Yudke Vovke, and then you're left Taka just with the pure R. Now you have to know whatever we do on Chanukah has to be that we're doing it in an oifen that a person has to be machnas, the Aragon is inside of him, but it has to be Ad Shetechpatz. You have to put it into a Cheftza. You have to let it go in and let it remain with you. We don't make Havdalah. We let it remain with you. Whether the Inyanim that we have to be Koine, whether it's Inyanim of Torah, or Tefillah, or Tahara, Taharas Einayim, Taharas Halev, Taharas, and Oirish Al Mashiach, all these Inyanim, we shouldn't let it just go by us. We should let it go inside, because if it goes inside, then it's able to reach the Neshama, and then it's able to be Taka Kepshut, like we said, Yimei Simcha. Good. Next week there won't be a shir, because second Seder starts at 2:00. Next week there won't be a shir. The following week.